This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Ooh, ah. That's what you'll be saying after you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort orthotic sandals, now available at Michelle's Pharmacy. These are extremely lightweight sandals that help correct posture and alleviate foot and back pain, as well as aching legs. Try on a pair at Michelle's Pharmacy, and don't forget about free delivery only from Michelle's Pharmacy. Healthier, happier feet start right here at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie and Carlinville.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Coming up on 11 minutes after 6. First of all, in the farm news today, the overnight crude oil market, 4 cents higher at 88.18. The Brent crude, 8 cents higher at 103.34. The August gold contract, $4.70 lower at $1,572.70. The U.S. dollar index, 0.142 higher at 83.848. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat now trading at 8.92. That's down 20¾. December wheat trading at 8.99½, down 19½. September corn trading at 8.01¼, down 12½. December corn trading at 7.74, down 11½. August soybeans now trading at 16.66¾, down 31¾. September beans trading at 16.15½, down 32¼. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat closed at 9.12¾, down 30½. December wheat closed at 9.19, down 29¼. March wheat closed at 9.10, down 15. September corn yesterday closed at 8.14, down 10½. December corn closed at 7.85½, down 10¼. March corn closed at 7.76½, down 4¾. August soybeans yesterday closed at 16.98½, down 59. September beans closed at 16.47¾, down 65½. November beans closed at 16.22¼, down 64. August soybean meal yesterday closed at $5.23, down $2. September meal closed at $5.08.30, down $2. October meal closed at $4.92.20, down $2. August soybean oil yesterday closed at $53.75, down $61. September oil closed at $53.96, down $60. October oil closed at $54.16, down $60. September oats yesterday closed at 3.80½, down 6½. December oats closed at 3.82¼, down 6¾. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were sharply lower on Monday afternoon. Speculator and fund selling at the Board of Trade pushed grain futures lower. In the USDA's weekly crop progress report, the U.S. corn crop placed 26% in the good to excellent category, down 5% from last week. The U.S. soybean crop fell by 3% by placing 31% in the good to excellent range. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 to 12 cents lower at 809 to 818. Soybeans down 55 to 65 cents at 1714 to 1733. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 10 to 14 cents lower at 822 to 840. Soybeans dropped 58 to 65 cents at 1723 to 1739. And the wheat bids down 18 to 25 cents at 890 to 896. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 10 to 15 cents lower at 824 to 864. Soybeans dropped 55 to 65 cents at 1714 to 1745. And wheat prices fell 20 to 40 cents at 872 to 928. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 9 to 12 cents lower at 839 to 840. Soybeans dropped by 54 to 56 cents, ranged from 1758 to 1751, and wheat prices fell 27 to 30 cents at 863 to 872. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 11 to 14 cents lower at 842 to 846. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 56 to 59 cents, with quotations at 1763 to 1768. Soft red winter wheat fell 35 cents at 877 to 878, while the Milo ended 19 cents higher on Monday at 715 to 716. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids in northern and western Illinois range from $7.49 up to $7.60, with new crop soybean bids ranging from $15.76 to $15.97. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.64 to $7.93, with new crop bean bids at $15.92 to $16.12. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $7.65 to $7.96, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from $16.02 to $16.27. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August hogs closed at $93.32, down 37. October hogs closed at $78.85, down 95. December hogs closed at $76.05, down 60. August cattle yesterday, $118.60, up 65. October cattle closed at $123.50, up 40. December cattle closed at $126.57, up 27. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at $135.65, down 45. September feeders closed at $137.72, down 80. And October feeders, $139.77. Down 72. Once again, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ending $2.47 lower, with a base price range of $83.70 to $91.22, a weighted average of $84.24. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was a dollar lower today at $56 to $59, a few up to $60. Receipts in Illinois, a light 9,450 head. The Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady the week, with sows under 400 pounds 30 to 32, 400 to 500 pounds 32 to 37, over 500 pounds 35 to 40. Estimated receipts today 1,200 head. Friday's actual was 725. The USDA National Carlot Pork Report has trading slow with light to moderate demand and offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was down 26 cents at $90.95. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 398,000. A week ago, 375,000. A year ago, 394,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 129,000. That's up 4,000 from a week ago and 3,000 from a year ago. The estimated daily, or USDA estimated box beef cutout values were steady to week on light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Choice carcasses were down 54 cents at $178.77. Select off 16 at $170.69. We had 221 fab loads and 69 trim loads. Last week at the Illinois cattle auctions that we cover, receipts totaled 2,008 head. Compared to the previous week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $2 to $6 lower. Choice steers and heifers both sold from $110 to $116. Choice Holstein steers were $3 lower and sold at $100 to $108.50. Slaughter cows and bulls traded $5 to $7 lower. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, it ended at 161 up 2. For block cheese, 171 and 3 quarter unchanged. For barrel cheese, 169 and a half unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $16.67. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $8.47. For August, $8.01. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $8.39. For August, $7.93. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $17.30. For August, $16.32. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $8.54. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $8.47. Corn at Scottville, $8.39. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $17.30. Wheat at Scottville, $8.54. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Greenyard Lawn Care by FS is currently applying steps 3 and 4 of its 6-part program. It's the time of year for summer fertilizer, grub prevention application, and to check evergreen trees and other plants for bagworms. Give Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call at 1-800-962-7331. For a free estimate and scouting of your plants, call Greenyard Lawn Care by FS. It's a service of M&M Service Company, the local solution for your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
It's coming up on 22 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hey, soybean growers, here's an agronomic tip. How will you get the most out of every soybean acre this season? Apply Headline at R3 growth stage to protect your soybeans from disease and improve tolerance to stress, like heat and drought, something we've already experienced early this year in the growing season. So get ahead of Mother Nature by contacting your ag retailer for special offers and incentives. Headline and Headline Amp, used on more soybean and corn acres than all other fungicides combined.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Little change in crop conditions around the state. Here's Brad Schwab of the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service.
Statewide, there was little relief for drought-stricken Illinois as temperatures averaged 81.8 degrees, which was a blistering 5.1 degrees above normal. Rainfall accumulations were also once again reported below normal at only 28 one-hundredths of an inch, which after doing the math came up 68 one-hundredths of an inch, short of normal for the 7-day period ending Sunday, July 22nd. There were a total of 6.7 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies showed another decline to 80% very short, 19% short, and only 1% adequate. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile came in at 77% very short, 20% short, and 3% adequate. Growing degree day units since May 1 ended the week at 1,819, which was 197 units, or 12% ahead of the historic average. Corn in the dough stage was reported at 38%, compared to 12% 1 year ago and 16% for the 5-year average. 8% was reported in the dent stage, and this compares to 1% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the corn dent category was the Southeastern District, reporting 30%. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated at 36% very poor, 30% poor, 27% fair, and only 7% as good. Soybean blooming advanced to 84%, compared to 61% a year ago and 59% for the 5-year average. 40% of the crop was setting pods, compared to 13% last year and 18% for the 5-year average. Overall, the soybean crop was rated in 13% good or excellent condition, down 4 more percentage points from last week. In other crops around the state, pastures were rated in mostly very poor condition. The third cutting of alfalfa was reported at 48%, and this can be compared to 11% last year and 12% for the 5-year average. The sorghum crop that has headed reached 46%, which compares to 24% 1 year ago and 27% for the 5-year average. 63% of the oats crop has been harvested, compared to 45% 1 year ago and 35% for the 5-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Congressman John Shimkus joined 78 colleagues in urging bipartisan House leadership to bring the Federal Agriculture Reform and Risk Management Act, which passed the House Agriculture Committee, to a vote before the full House of Representatives. Congressman Bobby Schilling of Illinois was among those leading the effort. The letter was sent to Speaker John Boehner, Majority Leader Eric Cantor, Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, and Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer. Many farm bill policies expire September 30th, thus the urgency in bringing the bill to the House floor. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced new flexibility and assistance in the United States Department of Agriculture's major conservation programs to help livestock producers as the drought in the U.S. intensifies. Secretary Vilsack also plans to encourage crop insurance companies to provide a short grace period for farmers on unpaid insurance premiums, given some farming families will likely struggle to make ends meet at the close of the crop year. Secretary Vilsack expressed a commitment to getting help to producers as soon as possible and sustaining the success of America's rural communities through these difficult times. Beginning immediately, he said the USDA will open opportunities for haying and grazing on lands enrolled in conservation programs while providing additional financial and technical assistance to help landowners through the drought. Last week, the United States Department of Agriculture dropped the average national corn yield by 20 bushel to the acre. Todd Gleason reports, given the expanding drought conditions, those cuts could go deeper.
USDA in its July World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate made big adjustments to the nation's corn balance sheet. University of Illinois Ag Economist Darrell Good, most everyone in fact, was surprised by the magnitude of the change, but not by the direction. USDA lowered the average national corn yield to 146 bushels to the acre, adjusting both supply and demand for the crop in the coming year to show a 1.2 billion bushel carryout in the fall of 2013. Good is of the opinion all the production numbers could get even smaller and the carryout could drop below 900 million bushels.
I think there's a good chance we'll come down to 900 or lower. I think we could be well below 900 if the yield comes down further, as I expect. We lose some acreage, abandoned acres, and exports turn out to be stronger than projected. I think we could see exports, you know, or ending stocks down to that 750, 800 million bushel level without any problem.
Whatever the case for the size of this year's crop, Good says it's more likely than not that the highest prices will come from now until harvest.
And I think with a yield in the 145 bushel range, recognizing that some of the crop has already been priced at lower levels, I would be thinking in terms of an average price of about 6.25 for next marketing year. Would expect to see prices before and at harvest time much higher than that, you know, at near current levels. If we in fact do a 145 yield and then prices slowly declining as we go through the year in anticipation of a bigger crop next year and somewhat more abundant supplies. So for every 5 bushels, you take the yield down. If you think it's 140, then I would add about 60 cents to that price expectation.
So 140 bushel to the acre national average corn crop would be $6.85, 135 at $7.45. Those numbers, mind you, are for the whole of the marketing year. Near-term prices could certainly be much higher. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Dial-up internet access is still the norm for many rural Americans. The American Farm Bureau Rural Development Specialist, R.J. Carney, says Congress is looking at the problem. We have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Jana Miller.
The House Committee on Small Business recently held a hearing evaluating the role of the federal government in expanding broadband access throughout the country. American Farm Bureau Rural Development Specialist R.J. Carney says the issue is not only important for rural areas.
As the U.S. economy overall is trying to regain momentum, Farm Bureau really sees high-speed broadband having great potential to bring rural businesses a lot more market value and bring them into the global market and driving the economy forward.
But Carney says right now, rural areas are at a disadvantage.
There is a growing digital divide, and Farm Bureau is very concerned that with this digital divide, that rural America will be left behind. Just like in the 1930s, when they rolled out universal telephone service, that's where we are today. It is vital for these rural communities, for these businesses, that they have the access to new markets for farmers and ranchers to be able to check their commodity markets. For rural hospitals, you need access for high-speed telemedicine. For rural schools, sometimes you need long-distance learning.
Carney says the federal government is moving in that direction by transitioning away from providing high-cost telephone infrastructure to high-speed broadband.
This is a fairness issue. Small businesses, whether you're in urban or rural America, nowadays you need access to high-speed internet. If you're going to be competitive and add value to your community, you need to have this access. And right now, rural America does not benefit from the access that is available for urban communities.
Jana Miller, Washington.
In other news this morning, cattle are streaming into auctions across the country as ranchers sell animals amid a spreading drought that has shriveled pastures and driven up the price of feed. Beef from those animals will start showing up in grocery stores in November and December, temporarily driving down meat prices, but prices are expected to rise sharply by January in the wake of dwindling supplies and smaller herds. The number of cattle has been dropping for years, but the pace picked up last year as Texas ranchers liquidated herds. Experts say that while the drought in the southern plains last year was bad, the cattle industry nationally was able to absorb the impact. This year's drought is much wider, so the market implications are larger and more industry players are impacted. Record-setting growth in the value of farmland over the past several years has helped set other records for farmers as well on their property tax bills. Farmland values in Illinois increased about 20% last year, and because the value of residential property has declined more than it had since World War II, farmers are shouldering a larger share of the property tax bill. The summer's heat wave that's blanketed mid-Illinois and much of the Midwest has not spared the Illinois River. We maintain the channel to a 9-foot depth, according to Bill Graham, dredging coordinator on the Illinois Waterway for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Graham said a critical part of the river regarding channel depth is downriver, just south of Beardstown. Graham says that they are dredging that area right now. The American Farm Bureau Federation has filed a motion to intervene in a lawsuit concerning the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to regulate poultry and livestock farms under the Clean Water Act. Farm Bureau is siding with a Virginia poultry grower who is challenging an EPA order demanding the grower obtain a National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System discharge permit. The agency's order threatens more than $37,000 in daily fines for stormwater that may come into contact with dust, feathers, or dander deposited on the ground outside the poultry house ventilation fans, or small amounts of manure that may be in the farmyard as a result of normal poultry farming operations. Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says this particular poultry grower runs an exemplary operation and has even won awards for the environmental stewardship practiced on the farm. The United States Department of Agriculture has announced the publication of a guide that outlines federal programs available to support rural communities as they promote economic development and enhance the quality of life for rural residents. USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development Dallas Tonsker says the guide will provide easy one-stop access for federal programs. This publication of the Federal Resources for Sustainable Rural Communities is a collaborative effort of the USDA, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Transportation, and the Environmental Protection Agency. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat now trading at 894.5, down 18 and a quarter. December wheat trading at 902.5, down 16 and a half. September corn trading at 803.5, down 10 and a half. December corn trading at 776.5, down 9. August soybeans now trading at 1671.75, down 26 and 3/4. September beans trading at 1619.75, and that is down 28. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.